Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it's not that big of a deal on the surface, but it's an illustration of just how sick we've gotten. Don King is a convicted murderer. He was a loan shark enforcer. The evidence is he beat two people to death, but he was convicted of killing one person. I mean, he is a mean criminal hombre. He's an El Jefe. And he has a monopoly over boxing in this country and is a mafioso by every definition. Big friends with the Bushes. They hang out together. They lavish each other. It's well known. George Bush Sr. and King are big buddies. They even have been known to vacation at the same spots together and hang out. Crooks are crooks, folks. It's a big joke to them. And he's coming out to defend George W. He's a good American, a revolutionary, and he is a revolutionary. He's killing this country, and for big, fat criminals like you, you piece of trash. So I'll get into that after the break, and just a lot of other news. Dean Haglund, the Hollywood star, one of the top stars on X-Files for 9 seasons, and Lone Gunman, and just scores of other credits on TV and in films. He's being studio scheduled. He just pops up once a year here in Austin visiting friends and supposedly going to pop by here in about 30 minutes in the studio. We're going to have open phones. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Get you up and on the air. Chris in Arkansas, thanks for holding. Welcome.
God bless you, Alex. You're doing a great job. I've called numerous times before, and like I've said before, I spent 3 years out in the 82nd Airborne Division. And this is all non-classified information. You can find it in any military book if you want to research about it. Katrina really bothers me because the 82nd Airborne Division can be anywhere in the world within 72 hours, and it can drop a several combat-ready brigades down on the ground with field artillery, with jeeps, with 50 calibers, around 4,000 men. All well armed, and I just see a disconnect between that and we have American citizens sitting in a city, 9, 10, 12 hours away from Fort Bragg, and they sit in an American city and they nearly starve to death.
Well, there's no debating it. I don't know about the levees being blown, and again, everybody focuses on that. I know FEMA jammed police communications as the storm hit. I know they cut police communications, and the police had to, at gunpoint, restrain them, and in three parishes, guard their facilities from them. I know that there was food 3 days after piled up in front of the Superdome, and they would not let them bring the food into them, and that was not shown on the news. I know they sabotaged it on purpose, and now the memos have come out that, oh, FEMA knew response was broken day one, and they spin it like, oh, they knew they were idiots. No, they knew by screwing up, even if they get a public spanking, they get massive increased powers and increased funds. It was cynically done. We know that. Well, they wouldn't let the police in to help people.
Well, I saw a local report on our local Little Rock News where FEMA has, in the state of Arkansas, they've got 60 trailers plus, more than that, but they've got like 60 trailers fully hooked up, ready to go.
2 days after Walmart was stopped from letting its trucks drive in and bring food to people.
Ready to be used, and there are evacuees from Katrina who are having to pay, and they're staying in hotel rooms.
But don't worry, we've got plenty of the new Viper teams from the airports to patrol our streets and shake us down. Don't you feel safe?
Well, Alex, they're in hotels, and they're a mile away from where the trailers are, but FEMA won't let anybody use them. They're just sitting right there, and that's disgusting. That's extremely disgusting.
But, I mean, you understand, it's just like Iraq. Do the corporations make more money if we're there a decade and, quote, fail, or if we're there a year and succeed?
That's designed to fail.
Designed to fail. Planned obsolescence. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. Bunch of calls coming up after this break. Masses of news. And I'll talk about that pig, Don King.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, just an internet programming note, you can always find internet streams to listen to the radio show at InfoWars.com. We have our own backup that is small. It's only at 500 streams right now. And people are starting to utilize those, but they're going to be up to 2,000, nice little supplement, 2,000 continuous listeners by tomorrow evening, maybe even by tonight, but I like to give us an extra day. And so if you're having problems at the Genesis Network a couple times a day, having it hiccup or cut out on you, well, I'm just fitting the bill to offer 2,000 streams right now. 500 are there. And what you get is you get the Genesis stream, and if it goes down, it automatically reconnects you with a little program to our streams, and it says it right on the main page of InfoWars.com. So be sure and go to InfoWars.com if you're an internet listener and bookmark that and put it in your favorites so that you are able to get in touch with that and use that and get that connection there at InfoWars.com. And you can hear all the shows that are on the lineup that carries the stream that I'm on day and night. You can hear all those shows as well, not just my own shows. So I'm going to fit the bill for them as well. I'm sure I'll be attacked for it. I'm being sarcastic. Just having some fun, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to thank the folks who helped us do that. We're gonna boost that up to 2,000. And then on another InfoWars server, we're going to add another 500. I forgot it. It's going to be 2,500 streams. because you know we've had a problem where people just stop listening. You know, they try over and over again to listen and can't get on, and you know, it's like they sell out of the Xboxes or something. You know, it's so popular we can't even give you what you want. And so I just want to tell people that I'm stepping up to the plate after 2 weeks of this going on and taking action and dealing with it. So it's up on Infowars.com right now. Please tell your whole email list about that link. It says here's the alternate backup. Because it says Stream 1 and Stream 2. Stream 1 and then backup. That's the network backup. Then we say if these streams aren't working, use this stream. So that's there for you. And actually, over the next few days, those links are actually going to change. So bookmark those when that happens. Okay, program note out of the way. You know, the Internet's a small part of our audience compared to the AM and FM and shortwave. And, well, I think it's bigger than shortwave now. But it's still very important, and it gives us people in every town, every city, all over the world. We have listeners from Japan to South Africa, from China, to the United Kingdom, to Venezuela, to Chile, to even weather stations in McMurdo in Antarctica. So it's very, very important. And so we're adding more redundancy, more backup. I'm even going to add a whole other backup server for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've got it all ironed out and humming along like a well-oiled machine. But, yeah, I'm just going to add a whole other of the latest super powerful servers as a backup system on top of that, all seamlessly interwoven so you can get that material you need. And that's going to happen in the next few weeks. Okay, those program notes are completed. The Internet's a big part of what we do. When we add this new server, we'll have six servers. That's Alex Jones will have six servers. What Genesis only has one. But to see, I believe in redundancy. I believe in backups. I believe in more boots on the ground in the info war in cyberspace, and we're doing that. We're launching more flotillas, basically more troop ships to board the enemy vessels and take them. Okay, now we're getting off into the information warfare philosophy here, and I'm trying to draw parallels with past days with it. I think I'm succeeding in babbling, is what I'd have to say. Babbling very profusely. Drudge Report, CNN, the Situation Room, 4 p.m. yesterday. Wolf Blitzer, host, Don King is known worldwide as a big-time boxing promoter, really, but has also taken some new fights on recently. You love George Bush. I love George Bush because I think he's a revolutionary. Can't really do Don King, but the president that comes in with the conclusiveness. What they're doing in tomorrow in Iraq is a demonstration of that for the vote for democracy. The fundamental process of democracy is freedom of speech, law and order, being able to give freedom, working with people and working with governing yourselves. George Bush is that. He included in Blitzer. Do you have any regrets supporting him? Take a look at the picture with you where I were there at the dinner last year. Do you have any regrets supporting him and enthusiastically as you did? King, no, I don't. In fact, I want to support him more now because it seems like everybody is punching him. You know what I mean. But he's fighting back. I can't do it anymore. And he's throwing great combinations, and I think he's the guy that is really a revolutionary president. And King knows exactly what he's saying when he says that. We're taking these suckers is great. I think he's a president that cares about the people he represents, but doesn't compromise himself to the extent that he acquiesces and accommodates. He goes out there and says like it is and tries to make things better. Inclusiveness, education is fighting for that. And then it goes on. These are the things that many, many guys that don't fight for. George Walker Bush is a tremendous advocate to America, a great president for the great American people, and he's decisive. He doesn't equivocate. Sorry about starting a Don King accent, and then I haven't heard him in so long. I don't know what he talks like, but it's real obnoxious and fast, kind of like myself, but with a Georgia accent with some Yankee mixed in. But the point is that Don King is a convicted murderer. Don King beat somebody to death that didn't pay him back a debt for gambling. He was a loan shark enforcer for the mafia. And then he became, I guess, a made man in his own right. And I think the evidence is Don King is a front for some even larger interest, and they have a monopoly over most of the fights in this country. And he's ruined boxing, by the way. They won't let any real fighters come up. It's totally controlled. The purses are so big that you might get one fight a year. I mean, it's a joke. He's ruined heavyweight boxing. Let me be specific. Which I, you know, tended to like growing up a little bit. But, I mean, think of the old days when they had, you know, back when our parents were kids and our grandparents were watching the fights. My mother talked about growing up and her dad at home at night after, you know, being a leash hound and before that a roughneck in the oil fields, but, you know, drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and watching the fights on the black and white TV. You don't see that anymore because of corruption. Corruption burns everything down. Corruption minimizes your choices. And then you got this creature, Don King, this enforcer, this racketeer, this oily creature. And over the years, I've read about it. I've seen it. I don't even follow boxing that much. But of how he and Bush Sr. just love each other and hang out and go to dinner. And they're just such big buddies. Because Bush Sr. likes that. He likes crooks. He's a CIA hitman himself. They like men who've earned their bones. I mean, I guess Don King could say to Bush Sr., I earned my bones when you were dating cheerleaders, boy. That's what I like about it. I mean, it's just a sick joke. This is who runs our countries, criminals, mobsters, gangsters. And I've got to hear from some murderer. I've got to hear from some mafia twit who made his money shoving people around and squeezing people and going into businesses and shaking people down. Let me tell you something. A big, fat Don King walked through my office door and tried to shake me down. He wouldn't like what happened. That's why they operated in places where people put up with it. And I see my fellow Texans turning into jellyfish. Now I see stuff like that going on around here. I mean, I'm just sick of it. And it just shows you how criminal they are. Negroponte, all these guys, top torture masters involved in all sorts of crimes and money laundering and drug dealing. And it's just all admitted. And they're just up there laughing at us. A bunch of gangsters snickering and laughing with big fancy advertisement PR firms telling you how great they are. And Hillary having big dinners with Murdoch and the Bushes and Clinton having meetings with them and all just snickering and laughing at us. Clinton and Don King, just our buddies, it's all of them laughing at us. They're a bunch of stupid idiots. Look at, I love America. Look at how we sucked off these idiots. That's why he says, I love America. George Bush loves America too. Where else can cokeheads and murderers and criminals and racketeers and drug dealers run everything? With an ignorant, gullible, thumb-sucking population. All right, I'm just really getting angry. I'm sorry. Don, and Don King's this pop icon. Oh, isn't he cute with the little white hair sticking up on top of his head? Isn't he sweet? Who's up first? Who's up first in line here? You know what? We'll just go to them after the break. I'm not going to go to them right now and then not give them time, then have to hold them over. We'll take a bunch of your calls when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. Patrick, Richard, many others, your calls are coming up. I mean, we should be angry. We've got criminals stomping all over us, hiking their leg on us, treating us like trash. They've militarized the police, got them acting like mafia enforcer goons themselves. They're building giant FEMA camps everywhere. Setting up national ID cards. They've got goon teams marching around demanding to see our IDs, federal, state, and local. Cameras going up everywhere, run by absolute criminals. It's like DynCorp, what now CSC, downtown. Moved in there with Computer Science Corporation. They run all the city's data collection information. I was just talking to my friend about that yesterday. Formerly DynCorp. All the things DynCorp's done. I mean, it makes the worst horror movie look tame. Just. But now they're just here. I just run things. You know. That's how it is. You know, let me tell you something. Crime does pay if it's at the highest levels.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at RelativityCollapse.net and RelativityCollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at Amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I ignore threats to my person most of the time. But I've been ignoring it so bad that I didn't even really pay attention to a pretty high-level military intelligence officer I've known for years who warned me about something about 3 months ago, and now the pieces came together. And I'm not going to reveal a lot more than that, but we'll just wait till the next segment. I'm going to spend a minute or two on it because, you know, I don't talk about this stuff for nothing, folks. This is serious. These are very serious people, and I'll mention it because that tends to put them out in the lights, the hot lights, which they don't like. They like to creep around like cockroaches when it's in the dark. About to go to Terry, but he just hung up, so let's go to Richard. And, Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Omaha.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I just heard you, some earlier caller mention about they want to know about the gold and silver reserve in the Twin Towers, that what happened to that. They thought there was some, but nobody could verify it.
No, it was verified, sir. There was billions and billions of dollars of gold in there, but it all just magically disappeared and never been discussed.
Yeah, that was my point of it exactly, and about that as well. And I'm sorry if that got past me on that aspect of it.
No, that's okay, sir. What's your point? Go ahead.
Oh well, that was my point. That the first 24 hours they made a big deal of it on all the news and everything. Then all of a sudden it just dropped, like everything. And one thing about the Mayor Giuliani, it was more important that he find the gold and silver and everything. More than after that, then all of a sudden he wanted everybody to. You saw him wanting to have everybody search high and low, and he said it was...
First we heard there was 170-something billion, and then they tried to reduce it to 100 billion, then we found out it was over 200 billion. We don't know the exact number, but there were two huge vaults in there, Federal Reserve vaults,
right.
And they're just gone, and gold doesn't disappear. If it melts, it coalesces, right, but they just, quote, ship the wreckage to China, and no accounting. Think about this. No accounting, no forensics, no research. Just believe our official story. Shut up.
Boy, talk about an FBI. The FBI would be having a conniption fit if something like that happened on something.
Well, they're told to shut up. And so it'd be like if, say, Fort Knox got blown up, let's say, or a big earthquake happened and Fort Knox collapsed into a crater. And then they just said, oh, we're not going to talk about the gold that was there. It's in the crater, but we'll just never discuss it, and it's going to disappear now, and don't you bring it up. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, Richard. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Larry in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Larry in Huntington Beach, California.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I have some interesting information you and your guests might be interested in. I have been interviewing a guy who has done intelligence work for many multinational groups, and just to get to cut to the chase, what he has been explaining to me is that it doesn't matter when we pull out of Iraq, it has been in the workings for about 3 decades. Use the Iraqi war as a covert operation to bring about the rise of a Shiite empire between Iraq and Iran, and to allow the Shiite empire to then go to war, civil war, with the Sunni Muslims, so on and so forth. But that we're not really there trying to bring about democracy, rather we're part of a secret move to bring about a Shiite Muslim empire.
Well, we always knew they wanted to create Balkanization and get everybody fighting with each other and have it be civil war. I mean, we have declassified documents from 83 where that was the plan for Iraq. We have public statements in 2000. We have PNAC documents. And now I was listening to NPR a few weeks ago, and like show after show, I was listening for hours off and on doing chores, was going, well, maybe we don't need to bring peace. Just three different or four different areas with a weak central. Maybe that's the plan. Well, that's always been the plan, and then have NATO/UN I-4 troops in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about any making the whole place a pan-Shiite area, because they're not Shiites in the central and northern areas.
Right. That's part of the... They want to use the Shiite to basically go in there and try to centralize those.
Hey, guess who just walked in here? This is Dean Haglund. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Well, listen, send me some info on that. Or do you have a website? Are you posting these interviews?
I would like to mail them to you. You have a good address?
Yes, it's 3001.
Uh huh.
And South Lamar, LAMAR.
Uh huh.
Suite 100.
Uh huh.
Austin, Texas.
Uh huh.
78704.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, bro. Good hearing from you. And we've got some more news coming up, some more of your calls. And then coming up, Dean Haglund in studio. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Calls, and coming up in the next hour, he's in here right now setting up his camera. He's making a documentary himself, so we'll have dueling cameras. I've got my own video cameras. The star for 9 seasons on The X-Files, and of course with The Lone Gunman, and then in countless movies and other TV shows. And we've got a link up on Infowars.com to Dean Haglund's website. Now, listen, I don't say this to try to get attention. I actually don't like talking about it. I don't even like consciously thinking about it myself. But this is a dangerous business we're in. And remember about 6 months ago, we played Cynthia McKinney grilling Rumsfeld, and she brought up how NORAD stood down on 9/11. She brought up the war games. She brought up a bunch of issues. She also brought up DynCorp, which was bought by Computer Science Corporation, whose base, their main base, is here in Austin. They moved here a couple of years ago and basically took over the city. It's very spooky. Took over city programming, just all other kinds of systems. Dean, when you want to plug that in, I think during the next break I'll be able to do that. If not, I think there's a power cord, power strip over there. We're doing some engineering here on air, but hey, that's why it's real radio. But seriously, actually, during the next break, Ryan will be able to help you. Ryan Slickeyes and the Slickmeister. But that's Bill Clinton, not Ryan. But this is really serious, folks. I played that clip about DynCorp, and I got on my local TV show here in Austin. It's very popular. and I played the clip, and I talked about how DynCorp had been bought out by CSC. And I said, I don't know if CSC's bad. I know computer science corporations into data and databases and things like that, a lot of Big Brother type stuff. But I said, I haven't really researched them. I don't know. I just know they're big. And we've got the clip. It's 8 minutes long. What I'll do is probably isolate the small clip about DynCorp and kidnapping kids. And then Rumsfeld doesn't deny it because it was been in BBC, AP, Reuters. They kidnapped 200,000 women and children with the United Nations. You think 200,000? That's two giant football stadiums gone. And some were used as, you know, slave labor, maids, others as sex slaves. And that's public. And for years, I get on local Austin TV, even before Cynthia McKinney talked about it, and I said, you know, DynCorp is able to do this, and nobody gets in trouble. And then Rumsfeld said, well, we put them in the penalty box. We didn't give them contracts for a year. You know, that's their punishment. And see, this sounds Orwellian. This sounds like the X-Files. This sounds like the Outer Limits. It sounds like all of that, but it's not. This is America. This is the real world. This is really happening. And I have a friend, high-level military intelligence, and then I have another associate who's retired high-level Army intelligence. And first, the Army intelligence fellow calls me, and he's nothing but a good source. And he says, Alex, do you know what Computer Science Corporation is? And of course, I get so busy, I didn't put two and two together. I knew they bought DynCorp. I knew that they had three big city buildings downtown. I knew that they ran all the city's data. I knew that their main home base was here. Now, and I said, yeah, I know about Computer Science Corporation. He said, well, we've got somebody inside there, and they overheard some pretty serious characters saying that they're going to, quote, take you down. It's time to take you down, take you out. And I said, well, I don't know what that means. Why would a computer come? And I was like blind to it. It's like I almost went into self-amnesia because normally I make all these connections and know all these points. I'd forgotten that I'd talked about how that's now DynCorp. Okay. And he just said, you better take this serious. He's never told me stuff personally about myself. Then I get another call, never mentioned it on air, another call from another source saying the same thing. And I was out a few weeks ago when the Watson brothers were here from England canoeing. And I was looking at the CSC buildings off the river, and I was saying, CSC, Computer Science Corporation. What is it? Why, you know, why would they have people inside one of their compartmentalized units saying, I've got to be taken down? Taken out. Both those things were said. And then I said, there's something missing. There's something I'm not. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. And then I just realized that's DynCorp. That's DynCorp. And so so that's actually scary. When the biggest mercenary company in the world, I mean, we're talking serious people who got caught with the UN kidnapping women and children at an industrial scale, thousands of flights, brimming with women and children out of the Balkans. I mean, that actually scares me. I'll tell you how it scares me, because I want to continue my work. I'm not afraid of dying. I am afraid of not finishing my work. And see, I've almost got blinders on to ignore threats. You know, I really do. And I hadn't consciously thought about what a threat this is. And, you know, I've got sources. I've got two different sources on the same intel inside your company. I'm not saying all of Computer Science Corporation is doing this. I'm not saying, I mean, clearly I've got to learn more now and find out specifics, which people were reluctant to give me about what group it is inside there. My sources said that we can't tell you much more than that. I don't know if this is a message inadvertently through them. They want me to hear about this. But I'm pretty popular in this town, and I got an idea that, you know, we've got fans inside there. And just don't shoot your mouths off, okay? Because if something happens to me, I demand the full autopsy. I demand they look for derivatives in my blood that show that certain poisons have been metabolized, because they can cover up the poison but not the metabolizing enzymes that show that that's been metabolized. If I get killed in a car wreck, or some lunatic out of the insane asylum gets out and shoots me, or anything happens to me, you know where to look. And it's right down there off the river, right beside Congress. It's right there, the big CSC building. And I don't appreciate it. And I don't appreciate people shooting their mouths off. Let me tell the employees of something over there. Do you want it? Do you want it on your hands? Do you want it? I mean, I would imagine most of you weren't involved in what DynCorp did with the UN over there. Look, I'm not the bad guy standing up for those women and children. And don't try to poo-poo it. Don't try to make excuses. Don't try to rationalize it. Don't try to make excuses. Don't try to say you weren't involved. Don't try to say I'm exaggerating. There is no exaggeration. Okay, I got congressional hearings where Rumsfeld doesn't even deny it. And I'm sorry I'm for those little kids. And you know what? If I got to die for those little kids, so be it. It's a good price to pay. Somebody's got to stand up for these people. Somebody's got to stand up against you bullies. Somebody's got to do it. And I think God's going to bless me. I think God's going to protect me, if that's His will. But I'm not afraid of you. I'm only afraid of not being able to finish my work. And I ask God to put a hedge of protection around me and my loved ones and people that work for me so that we can continue our work. And I know that hedge has been there. And I know there are a lot of good people in those companies. And I'm not intimidated by you, and I'm not afraid of you. You understand me? The gauntlet's down. I've already gone to the point of no return. You don't scare me. The last time I began to talk about this, we just so happened to have Colonel Craig Roberts on, who, let's just say, close to helping me see clearly on these issues. And right when I said that they will, they talked about how they want to take me down, we were thinking it was technical. Boom, right then, which it had never happened in like a year. Right as I said that, and it's been happening intermittently since then, even in different studios and different lines. All right, I've been ranting. I got a bunch of news and your calls and everything. Debbie Morrow, I'm sorry you had to sit there and listen to that and sit through that. I just have got to protect myself.
I don't blame you. I'm glad to hear you talk like that because I agree with you 100%. And, I mean, you know, too many people are getting away with horrendous acts, and I agree with you completely. And the more you talk like that, the more safe you'll be.
Well, I mean, I don't like doing it, but when I get it from two different sources, that, and you know, again, my mind automatically saw it as, oh, they mean the show. You know, they're technical experts, and I forgot they bought the biggest merc group in the world, who just has done, who is engaged in crimes so monumental it dwarfs all imagining. I mean, imagine a horror movie where there's a U.S. corporation that kidnaps 200,000 women and children.
Wow.
I mean, you'd think that movie was ridiculous. Here they are operating out in the open, and they don't like me talking about them. Well, they can go to, you know what, I know where they're going, and I'm just not afraid of them.
Well, I'm very, very proud of you for taking it.
It's not. We shouldn't be proud of me. Look, I mean, we've gotten in this position because we put up with people like this.
That's right.
I mean, how else am I supposed to respond to psychopathic scum?
Right.
You know, that's what tyranny and dictatorship is when you get psychopathic scum running things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to shut up. Debbie, tell us, you got a bunch of different specials. It's holidays are coming up. You ship these out UPS, and people get them within just 3 or 4 days, and they're just great systems. You got little sports bottles that do 600 and something refills. You got big, fancy, beautiful water filters that cut everything out. And you got sheltering-in-place DVDs. You got potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event. It's all made in America. Just tell us all about it.
The main thing I can just say, Alex, is tell your people to please call in. We'll support your airtime by the sales that are coming in, as well as provide good, healthy drinking water for your listeners. Rather than go out and buy Christmas presents that people will just throw in a closet, get your Berkey water filters, your Berkey sport bottles, your KDF shower filters and potassium iodate, and have it be products that you can use every day and not have to wait for an emergency. So I just want to tell your listeners to either go to our website, look at our products at www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com, and put in the comments that you saw it in Alex Jones, and we'll throw in the free Berkey sport bottles or different items that you can get with your order. Or if you want to call me, call toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And like I said, we'll be helping support your airtime. So please give us a call. If you get the machine, leave your number twice, and I will call you back. If you are in a real big hurry, then keep calling me because I am here, and I do call into the evening, so leave a day and a night number.
Well, that really is the gift to give. The gift to give is, of course, these Berkey water filters. They're made in America. They're, on average, let's say it's a $300 Chinese knockoff is a piece of junk, and yours are $199. or with all the bells and whistles, what $259 with a two free gifts, one free gift with a $199 model. You got generic bottles for $25 a piece. If you get five of them, they're $20 a piece. Great gifts. You got the non-generic bottles, exact same bottle, just fancier labeling for how many or five of those? 130, you said?
You can get the generic labeled ones are $99, and the regular label ones are $155.
They were at 135
until the end of November.
Well, it's simple. There's a lot of poison in the water, and people just don't know it. And when you taste all that bad taste in the water, wait till you've been drinking real purified water for a long time, and then drink tap water again, it'll even taste worse. And remember, most of your bottled water is municipal water that's just been filtered. And then a lot of times bacteria get in there and grow, and major studies show it's a lot more toxic in many cases, and here I am drinking bottled water today because I forgot to bring some murky water from home, and it turns out to be a lot worse. So we need to force ourselves to stop putting cell phones up to our heads, to stop drinking tap water. You know, it's simple stuff you can do. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And we'll get you up and on the air, or you can simply go to BerkeyWater.com. You can also get them at InfoWars.com. We take the orders, fax the order over to Debbie, and it goes out that same day. So there's no delay there. That's BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com or 888-803-4438. And Debbie, you know I love you. You're a real sweetie pie. The times I've gotten to meet you, and you just bring such great service to the people that order from you, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. And, you know, it's a great weight on me, folks. I get into self-denial sometimes about the danger of what I do. But I always, when I face it, you know, I recommit and move forward. I've told the stories before about how every once in a while when my shields aren't up, my conscious shields, and I'll wake up at 4 a.m. covered in sweat and think, my gosh, I'm Alex Jones. I mean, I am out here fighting these people at point-blank range. They all know exactly who I am, and I kind of see how I get more and more at the forefront of things, and it becomes daunting. But at the same time, it becomes empowering. And my only frustration is I don't do that good of a job. I don't cover all the things I should cover. I'm not able to articulate my full understanding of things that I need to impart. Not that it's something special, but it's something you need to know. I think my views are unusually accurate. So, frankly, I guess it is somewhat special. We're all special. We all need to impart our knowledge and get informed and inform others. And my biggest frustration is just not being able to fight these people, not being here to fight them, not being able to stay in the fight. That's my only fear, not making the films I've dreamed of making, not really imparting the information that I need to impart, not getting down to what really needs to be done, not being here to see all the other people that are going to wake up and how this fight's going to play out. Seriously, folks, it's scary to consciously go, man, this company that is elements of it, of DynCorp, kidnapped with the United Nations 200,000 women and children. I mean, the numbers of that, and shipped them all over the world, and to know that it's just something our news doesn't talk about. You just don't talk about the slave brothels in Israel and Saudi Arabia and over in Asia, Thailand and places, and they even have some cruise ships. That was even in WorldNet Daily. God bless them. They did one report on it about a big Bill Clinton Democratic staff party, week-long party on a slave ship with slave whores. You shouldn't call them whores. They're just, God, forgive me. What do you call them? Slave women, sex slaves. To actually face that, I mean, that's real. They were caught. And to know they sit around, I mean, what in the world is wrong with you, you mercenaries? I'm bad because your company did that and you control a lot of the government so nothing happened to you? I mean, you people, you just think we're here you think we're like a chicken. You want to eat a chicken, you go break our neck in the yard and go pull our gizzard out and pull our guts out and stuff us and put us in the oven. I mean, you treat us just like we're cattle. You treat us like we're a Coca-Cola to pull out of the refrigerator and pop the top on and just slurp us down like we don't exist, you pieces of filth. What's wrong with you? How do you operate like this? How do you not have a conscience? How do you do what you do? And then how do you people out there not fight them? I'll tell you, I know what I got to do. I need to go down there and start bullhorning that dying core facility. I need to really start exposing them. You know, the hair on the back of my neck stands up whenever I talk about them. I know what it is, okay? I know what I'm doing. But it's got to be done. And if we'd all just stand up, we could take these people, and we could try them, and we could hang them up. We could hang them up. We could take this filth and put them in hell. We could do what we're supposed to do. But you know what? Our government's been seized by terrorists. And I want Austin cops to know, when you drive by the CSC building, most of those people aren't bad in that building. Most of them are off doing compartmentalized jobs. But I want you to know, a division of that company is the most bloodthirsty, murdering, kidnapping scum that I have ever identified. I mean, hell, the Soviets just killed you. Most of the time, they didn't rape you. And they take your kids for re-education. The Nazis, you know, they shoot you in the back of the head. Not these people. So I'm going to be a bigger man than you ever were. I'm not afraid of you. I don't have to go join your evil. I'm not under your black wings. I'm not part of your system. You're a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of scum. You make me sick. You are total trash. You think you're strong because you can hurt weak, meek people? You do that because you're weak.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
full hour. We're honored to have Dean Haglund joining us. Talk about the New World Order, talk about some of the other stuff we've covered in the past, but some new information as well. We got links to his website up on Infowars.com right now. I've got all these callers here, and I keep forgetting who's up next. Who would be next? Jay in Colorado, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
I just called to pretty much talk about a couple things that people can do to spread the word without putting themselves out on the line, because some people are afraid to get told they're crazy or whatever. You can just, one, get some of your bumper stickers, put them on your cars, a couple of them so everybody can see them. Other than that, you can hang stuff up in your window of your car. You can make T-shirts. There's all kinds of things on the Internet you can do, posters, all that stuff. And besides telling people that you know, that trust you, that you know what you're talking about, all about it.
No, I agree with you. I mean, there's so much we can do to wake people up. But look, I mean, it's not even hard to sell the truth to people anymore. We're living in a bizarro police state. Now they're going to have the TSA goons all over the streets here in Texas. I mean, it's not just in New York or Illinois or California now. Now we're going to have federal goons militarily trained running around demanding our papers. It's a joke.
Well, then I find more so than not believing what you're saying or just thinking you're crazy is that, at least with the people I tell, the people I choose to tell, they seem to just think it's no chance to do anything about it. They can't. They're, what are they going to do? That's the response I get probably 99% of the time, even people that...
Well, I tell you, there's so much legislation that we've beaten here locally, just a few of us getting involved. There's so many things nationally that we've fought. If we weren't involved, things would be exponentially worse. Things would be so much more horrible if we weren't involved.
What is the another problem that a guy was just telling me at work that's all he's a member of your site now and all that stuff and got your videos. But he's asking me about, like, what about the false left-right paradigm? Right now, the only kind of bent for this stuff is seems to be, like, you have to take sides with the Democrats right now to go with it. You know what I mean? For any kind of...
And that's
protests,
how they play
the meeting,
and then when the Democrats are in, the Republicans will play the part as the outside party fighting against the elite.
Right, and I don't want to
lie. It's a total double team.
Well, I mean, like, where can you, as far as meetings or groups or even protests or action-type groups, I mean, how many groups are there out there that are not one of the other?
We have to stop using their labels. We have to get way off the use of left-right. That was not the terms that were used until 100 years ago, and the big banks paid for endowments at universities and created what they call modern political science.
Sure. Well,
and they started telling them that no longer was it freedom versus slavery. It was serfdom versus liberty. Everything then shifted to left and right, and then they could package both the same elitist programs and operations under those, have a few little differences, window dressing, and they give you the illusion of choice. Everything in this propaganda system is about the illusion of choice. I'm out of here. Good questions. I appreciate your call. Other callers that are holding patiently, Joe, Al, many, many others, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us in the third hour, 800-259-9231. And we'll leave discussions of DynCorp in this hour and get into 9/11 and many other issues in the next. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.